From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Greetings and welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Fabulouser by the day, Mr. Rob Center. Our producers on the other side of the glass, Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom, keeping us up to date with news, AccuWeather, and everything else we need to know from the newsroom. So we appreciate his hard work this morning. In the studio with us now, we're glad to say that Bob Durr of Sealands Grove is here. Folks who are familiar with the Pennsylvania Cystic Fibrosis Inc. are going to be well familiar with him because he's one of the founders. When did you help found the cystic fibrosis in Pennsylvania?
It was 1985.
Okay, you got that started then. And tell us a little bit about that, and then we got another guest on the line.
Ah, another guest early for him. There was a group of four parents, and we decided we wanted an organization that would both provide financial assistance to individuals and families with affected by cystic fibrosis throughout Pennsylvania. And we also wanted to fund some cystic fibrosis research. And to my knowledge, even today, we are, if not the only, one of the few nonprofit organizations that both funds research and provides financial assistance to citizens of the state.
All right. Well, over the years after the organization was founded, it began to grow, and then we got a big fundraiser this weekend, so I want to get that out of the way, that the Chili Cook-Off is this week. Now, folks would remember that from Mike and Dots, but then it morphed over to the Scarlet D, but it's still happening, so mention that, please.
Yep, correct. This is our 30th year, and it's this Saturday, 1 o'clock. Doors open at the Scarlet D in Mifflinburg at 10. And we have chili soups and stews that are going to be, we're going to have chefs available making them and competing for prizes. You can enter, single entries are $15, two entries $25, and then three are $30. And it's suggested at entrance in the contest, call the Scarlet D to register. Clint Rocky Auctions in Lewisburg is going to be the auctioneer, and Troy Burkheiser of K&S Music is going to be the announcer. We look forward to probably 200 or so people attending the event. It's been very popular. So we're looking forward to a good day.
All right. Wildly popular. It's a tour de France, a tour de force around here. And the 26th year? That's great.
Actually, it's our 30th.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm out of date on my information. Holy smokes. But
that was probably my fault.
I sincerely doubt it. But anyway. All right. We have on the line, we're glad to say, Logan Roush, president of the Pennsylvania Cystic Fibrosis Incorporated, is on the line. Thanks for calling in, sir. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to talk to you.
I do appreciate it. Now, to say that you are a changed man is a little bit understatement these days. Tell us what's happened to you lately as your cystic fibrosis is treated.
Yeah, about 9 days ago, I guess I got the call for a double lung transplant at Duke University in North Carolina. So I've been living down near Duke, going through the rehab program, and waiting for the call, and it came, and there was a match, and so far the surgery has been highly successful. I'm doing extremely well. In fact, I was hoping to maybe even get out of the hospital this week already. Very grateful. PACFI played a huge role in making this surgery possible, because lung transplants are not cheap, and they helped us go through our fundraising through the Lungs for Logan campaign to make us be able to move down here to North Carolina and make this possible. So Chili Cook-Off is a huge event that helps that. It helps families and helps CF Research. So it's it's just a really great thing that we're able to put on because of some awesome volunteers that we have.
All right, we'll make a pitch for folks to consider. We'd like you, Logan, to encourage folks to consider going to the chili cook-off. If that's a doable thing for you, just to remind folks that it's going to be a blast at the Scarlet D this weekend. There's no doubt about that, but that this is an important fundraiser.
Oh, yeah, that's no doubt. The chili cook-off is our biggest fundraiser by far and one of our most enjoyable ones. I mean, if you're looking to have a blast, a great time, and at the same time you get to support a really good cause, where 100% of the proceeds are going to help families that are affected by this disease or to help research for this disease, then, I mean, the cook-off is your best option. I mean, it's just a hole-in-one, so.
Yeah, about it. Yeah, this is the real deal. And this is this Saturday. 10 o'clock is when the doors open for individuals who want to be out at the Scarlet D, when the Pennsylvania Cystic Fibrosis Incorporated has their fundraiser this week. Now, this is a central Pennsylvania organization. Logan is from New Berlin. Bob Durr here is from Sealands Grove, and this is important local work. Logan, if you don't mind, talk a little bit more about the mission of the Cystic Fibrosis Organization.
First and foremost, as Bob said, our mission is to be there to help families. There are so many uninsured costs that are involved with CF, behind-the-scenes costs that nobody sees or knows of. So that's our first goal, is to be there to help. Now, if somebody needs medication now, we want to be able to get them that medication. If they need transportation costs, we want to make people's lives be a little bit easier with cystic fibrosis. But I mean, in the end, though, I think with any disease, your end game is always a cure. So the extra money that we're able to raise at the end of the year, we liquidate and we send to researchers, hoping to find a cure, because the end goal is that if we have a cure, we won't need to provide medication. So the amazing support that we get allows us to do both, to help families right now. If they need medication now, we can help them. And at the same time, look ahead to the future, and hopefully we'll have a cure for CF in the coming years.
All right, www.pacfi.org. The event is this Saturday in New Berlin. Logan, we're going to let you go, but I'll give you the last word. Add a remark or a comment, if you would, as a closing statement, please.
Just thanks to the community for 30 years of amazing support. Every year they come out, I mean, we have an amazing time. And thank you to our volunteers. We have Gretchen Powell of Mifflinburg really reinvigorated the cook-off, and it wouldn't be what it is today without her intervention, and we owe her just a huge thanks. And the whole community of support from Central PA, you guys have been amazing. And I have one more shout-out that I have to, is E.H. Kleckner's in Montandon. They're a major sponsor, and we owe them the world, so thank you to everybody for that.
All right. Well, thank you. Congratulations on receiving your new set of lungs, and, boy, good luck. We'll keep you in our prayers as you continue your recovery. We'll hope to get you back in the Central Susquehanna Valley as soon as possible. Thank you, Logan.
All right, thank you.
Take care, Logan.
All right, yeah, Logan Rausch, president of the Central Pennsylvania, or the Pennsylvania Cystic Fibrosis Incorporated, a local organization helping as money comes in, not only helps individuals, but also helping in research, so that's very important. So the chili cook-off is this week. Bob, sort of reiterate that this is a big fundraiser for the foundation.
It really is. As Logan said, when Gretchen Powell stepped on board a few years ago, our chili cook-off went from raising anywhere between $10,000 and $15,000 to over $20,000. Last year, we wound up with raising $32,000. So it's a credit to her and her volunteers that kind of circulate through the area, getting donations from gift certificates from businesses and individuals, and also again what Logan said, Budweiser has been EH Collectors at Montandon and has been a huge supporter, and it just people come to the cook-off and see what they can bid on, and it just it seems to be getting better every year.
All right, so there's an auction and lots of food for sale, and there'll be some adult beverages there if you're old enough, and the chili cook-off, so some great chili. So this is a good time all around.
Right, the Scarlet D has done an outstanding job. Stacy Crabb and her staff have just done an outstanding job with the supplying the food and drinks, and the staff donates their tips for the day to the event, so it's been a real good fundraiser for us all around.
You hope to walk away with more than $20,000 in contributions, donations, and pledges this Saturday.
Well, I know Gretchen has a figure in mind, and I would guess it's probably
up a little bit from that, probably.
Up a little
probably.
Bit
okay.
from last year.
All right. Yeah. Well, you don't want to get arrogant about it, but you know you're going to raise a lot of money. So.
Again, it's a credit to the community because the support we get is outstanding.
All right. So you're all set to go for this Saturday, 10 a.m. It starts at the Scarlet D in Mifflinburg, and well, that's when the doors open. Most of the activities start around 1 o'clock or so. Right. Give us the last word on this, an additional remark, please, Bob.
Yeah, the auction starts at 1 o'clock, and it generally goes to about 4 because there's over 150 items so far. That includes some Penn State football tickets, Harrisburg Senators tickets, a Toff Trees golf package at State College, plus all the gift certificates and baskets from community businesses and individuals. So it's going to be a bidding war, I think.
All right. Well, fantastic. You can get more information about all of this at pacfi.org, right?
Well, actually, it's on our Facebook page. The website is right now under construction. So it would be on the Facebook page at PACFI Chili Cook-Off and Auction.
All right. PACFI, Pennsylvania Cystic Fibrosis Incorporated, on Facebook, and PACFI Chili Cook-Off. You can find all the information about this weekend's event. Thank you so much for all you're doing, and thanks for your information today.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you having us on.